Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
Kirstie, a lot of people ask me to give an elevator pitch on what classical education is. Do you have a two-minute answer?
I usually say that it's one of those questions where you can get 100 different answers. There's so many different opinions on what classical education can be, from studying Latin and Greek to studying history chronologically. But I always tell people that what we're looking at is the God-given way that we all learn. First, you have to have some core knowledge, some core vocabulary before you can even begin to learn something. So when I was teaching myself how to crochet, there were a whole new load of terms like chain and single crochet and double crochet and treble crochet or treble half crochet and a hook and what the sizes were. So there were discrete pieces of knowledge that I had to learn first, and then I could start putting them together. And then I could start to understand, okay, well, when they mean a foundation chain, that's the first thing that I do with my hook. And it's a different kind of stitch that now I can hook all my other stitches into. And then as I practice that understanding and I do it over and over and over again, and I really start to see the interweaving of it, I now get to the point where I can sit down and crochet something. I just know what to do. Or I can turn around and teach somebody else. And so I've reached that wisdom stage now where I'm not just able to do it, but I become proficient in it and I could even be creative in it. And everything that we do, that's really how we learn it.
So for you, the classical model is you begin with just words and ideas and naming things, just like he did with Adam and Eve. And then finally, you have content and understanding and can go on and teach it.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.